morning.
Good. Good to have a chance to go after you myself. Usually it's Tony. And that usually means listening. All right, give us the highlights.
Well, we had a lot of postponements last night, but we did manage to make it a long meeting nonetheless. We started with an accessory apartment on Susan Lane that was left open, mostly because it's a unit that's been there for a while, actually, and the applicant is trying to legalize it. And the issue there was that there are two doors in the front, and the door that goes into the unit actually goes through the garage to get to the unit. So we have to figure out how to make that work for the applicant, because right now it's not quite working. Because you can't have a unit that looks like two units. Then we had a postponement for the Hyatt, the Lane replacement pumping station for Aquarian that was postponed. Then Palmer Island was postponed. Sorry, Jim. My assistant town planner sometimes likes to help out in the mornings. My apologies.
Trying to give you your lines.
Right. So that was postponed. We did have an approval for the Cedar Cliff Road application. That we've seen that one before. That was approved. That was for a final coastal site plan for a new dwelling. Then there was a postponement for a lot confirmation, a subdivision on Oak Street. They have some things they need to do there. Same with the Calabrese property. It's the open space where there's a violation in the open space area, and they're trying to get that figured out. But then we did have a good discussion on the Row America application, which is on River Road. Kylie, please. Okay. Please be quiet. On River Road. And that was closed. Mm-hmm. We've heard that one now three times, but it was closed, and we expect a decision at the next meeting. Then we had the Greenwich Country Day School that was also heard and closed. So we, again, expect a decision at the next meeting. Then followed up with that, we had the moderate income zoning regulations. We've had that regulation in place now since 2015, the revision to that. And this one last night was just minor changes. If you recall, when we did the change in 2015, we adjusted the requirement for in perpetuity when you deed restrict these units for workforce housing. We changed it to 40 years, and last night we changed it back to in perpetuity, because I think it just makes sense from more long-range planning to if you're going to deed restrict these units, that it'd be for a longer period of time. Paul Pugliese, who is a long-standing member of the Architecture Review Committee, was added to the agenda to have him be reappointed. So that was, of course, with no fanfare. And that pretty much summed up the meeting from last night.
All right, Katie, and it's important you got tonight. At 3 o'clock Wednesday today in the Mazza Room, you've got a COPD, POCD. workshop with the BET. Tell us about
that. It's the Plan of Conservation and Development. It's the long-range land use plan for the town. It's an important document. It allows the town to apply for grants, also is the basis of our zoning regulations and also decisions for municipal improvements. So it's an important document. Been working on it for a couple of years now with the community. It's a community-based plan, a vision, if you will, and we have gotten pretty darn close to getting the draft out. We are looking forward to doing that so people have a chance to read it before it ultimately goes before the representative town meeting, which we're hoping to do in the fall. So we are looking to present that to the BET today, just an informal basis, a workshop, if you will. We want to get their feedback and make sure that they are, A, aware of what we're saying and doing, and, B, that we're on the same page. So that's at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. in the town hall meeting room, we are also doing a workshop to present what we've been doing with our commercial zone regulations. It's a big revamp, if you will, of those regulations to clarify them. So tomorrow night will be an explanation of the project as a whole, followed by going through what we've done with the definition section. If you're familiar with our regulations, we know we define uses, we tell you where those uses can go in our use groups, and then we tell you the parking requirements requirements for those uses. So we want the basis of the project is to make sure those three sections really work well and much better together. Right now they're a bit jumbled, where we might tell you what you are, but we might not tell you where you can go. And so there's a lot of cleanup that's needed there. The idea is to clarify, make the process more efficient and more user-friendly. But it is quite an undertaking, so we've got a consultant that's helping us with that, and we're looking forward to kind of present the project tomorrow evening.
All right. Well, thanks for your time. We know you were up late last night. We'll let you get back to your assistants now. Thanks.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to speak with you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
WGCH News Center Time, 7:38.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken.